Good morning, everybody. You are listening to the Mighty Mighty 690 KGGF here on a beautiful Thursday morning, 23 degrees. So be sure to bundle up out there. It is really cold this morning compared to yesterday when it was 55 at the same time. Got to love weather around here. We have special guest in studio. We have Mike Flood and from the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. It's a little chilly out there, but yeah. We made it here.
Little chilly. I always joke. A joke when I say it's chilly outside, it's like, cool, I'm going to go run inside and get a bowl. So my horrible dad jokes that I have all the time. My kids just roll their eyes. Anytime I give them a dad joke, they're just like, oh, dad. So I give them jokes like that, kind of calm them down. So anyway, you do have a great event coming up this weekend. We've been talking about it all morning, and it's going to be the Meadowlark Lounge happening this Saturday. And it sounds like a great event. What's happening?
I think it is. It's our third Meadowlark Lounge, and for people out there in the listening area that might not have heard the previous interviews, we had one in June, and we had one in September, and this particular one is pretty special because it's an all-woman show, and three really very talented ladies that do, they're going to sing and perform their own original songs. And the idea came from the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, and some people have been there, I found out, around here, and we got the idea. It's a takeoff from that, and we called it Meadowlark because Meadowlark is the Kansas bird.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I don't know if the bluebird is the Tennessee bird or not, but we thought Meadowlark Lounge was a neat name, and you know, we need things at the museum that can benefit the museum because it costs a lot of money to run a museum like we have in Independence, one of the premier museums in the area. And so we've got it'll start, of course, Saturday at 7 p.m. We do have refreshments and even beer. Coming from Indie Brew Works,
hey,
by the way.
And that's great. Having locally brewed beer. So it's stuff you can't get anywhere else. That's going to be great to have tomorrow night.
That's right. And, you know, it's going to be a great thing. We have round tables. We have a stage. The stage is already set up. Now, it is a $20 ticket each. And there's tickets still available. All you have to do is call the museum, which is 620-331-3515. And you can call anytime, reserve your tickets. You can pay over the phone, that sort of thing. Love to have some people. I think if you've never been to a place where we have people that are performing original songs that are really good.
Yeah, absolutely. And who are going to be some of the performers that will be there tomorrow?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Kyle, because I'm so excited about this. Our host songwriter, which we have this time, her name is Alaska Holloway, and she happens to be half of Alaska and Maddie that were finalists in The Voice back in,
I think,
2015,
cool.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And just have known her for some time and didn't know that she was a songwriter. And so she's coming, going to perform some original songs. Then let's see, we've from Tulsa, we have a 19-year-old young lady that goes to Oral Roberts University. Is involved in theater and music and everything, and she's coming. She's only 19 years old, but she's written 300 songs.
Oh my goodness!
And I don't know if that makes them good.
But oh man, still
I happen to know that she is good. She had to audition for me. I actually was in Tulsa, and she auditioned. And I thought,
she's
got kind of a neat little voice. And then we actually have. Her name is Taylor Cullen from Leavenworth, actually, and she actually is a Nashville recording artist, and she's got some pretty serious credentials, and she's a country singer. Let's see, Breanne Bokes that I was just talking about from Tulsa, she's kind of a pop artist.
Okay.
And so that'll be kind of different, and then... Alaska Holloway, you know, I asked her what kind of genre her music was, and she couldn't tell me. So,
because kind of goes all over the place, right?
So. Yeah, but you know, her being a country duet with Maddie, I would say it's probably going to be on the country level.
Okay.
But the key thing is you're going to love it because we got these big round tables. Everybody's going to be close up and personal with the artists. And they do this in rounds. Each artist will, or lady, I guess I should say, is going to do four songs. So they're going to have four rounds. Each one will perform in the round. And they will talk about the passion for their music and everything like that. So it's really something unique. I sure love to see some people from the area there. We already have sold quite a few tickets, but we have plenty more. So, and it's a good deal because we got all these refreshments and everything to go along with the entertainment. And then after the show, you know, there's going to be a real up close and personal meet and greet too with the ladies.
That'd be awesome. So hey, it's a great night out. I mean, it'd be a great date night out to go out and check that out at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. The concert tomorrow night starts at 7 p.m. Like you said, there's going to be appetizers and refreshments, including everybody's favorite beer from the Independence Brewery. So again, supporting this event, and there's lots of down here looking at the bottom, lots of different sponsors. Of course, the Independence Pharmacy. Mr. Reed's Workshop, Four Leaf Entertainment, Midwest Real Estate, and the Independence Chamber of Commerce.
And the lady that gave me the idea for the concert being an all-woman deal is Julie Isley from Midwest Real Estate. And she said that the last one, if we had an all-woman show, she would sponsor it. So she's actually, Midwest Real Estate is actually the presenting sponsor.
So. Hey, she's woman of her word, isn't she? She
right.
said, "I'll sponsor if you do an all woman one." And boom, there he is. Top sponsor, Midwest Real Estate presents the Meadowlark Lounge. So
you bet.
That was that. Hey, there you go. So be sure to support all the sponsors here because they're the ones that are supporting this particular
That's right.
concert. So
That's right.
be sure to patronize those businesses, especially the Chamber, who is the one that helps bring in lots of different things into town. So it's always good to see a lot of people supporting things like this particular event.
It sure is.
So again, tomorrow night at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. And where is that located at?
It's 123 North 8th. Street right in the downtown. It's the former it's a big building where you get your mail.
Old mail center. So
Old mail center, and it's 100 years old, but it's got a really nice gallery and a stage and everything, and it's really a neat place. A lot of history around it, and it's a good place to come back to tell you the truth, because then you can go on the tour and there's 30 some exhibits in the museum, and there are some right there in the gallery where we'll be doing this event, and it's ready to go, and it's there's tickets ready to go too. If you want to call 620-331-3515, you can buy your tickets over the phone, and then we'll hold them for you and you just show up.
There you go. And it's $20 per person, which is incredible for a concert of this magnitude. So be sure to get on there to the Independence Historical Museum and Arts Center. Lots of great things going on, and other than just the concert, obviously the concert's the big thing, but you guys, what are your guys' usual hours open for, like if people want to go on the tour and stuff like that?
Oh, that's a good question. It's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
And so closed on Sunday and Monday, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And as far as museums go, we're open the most of any museum in the area, from what we're told. And we have staff and everything. And the gallery that we have there is rented out a lot because it's a really cool thing. I mean, we've even had weddings in there.
Wow, that's awesome.
But we have all kinds of arts and music, and we have all these doggone events that like your art Fair and I'm not waking up enough here yet. You'd think
it's still
but
early.
I mean, all kinds of events, photography exhibits and such like that. So it's a really cool area, and it's all about the history of Montgomery County, basically. So it's been in operation at some level since 1882.
Wow.
I think I have that right.
That's credible.
Yeah. Some ladies started it. So it's kind of cool that we have some ladies performing.
At a place that was started by the ladies.
Right.
So it's kind of full circle there. So again, that's going to be Saturday night, 7 p.m., 123 North 8th Street, which is the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. I thank you very much for coming in today.
Well, thank you, as always.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Here's your Fox News.